The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Why? You just give me that look. It's, you know.
Because your look on your face was like, all right, I got the music. I'm good. What time is it? I want a beer.
That was no, the look not at your face. See, that's a false narrative.
Was that fake
I don't
news?
Always want
fake
a beer.
News? Fake was news? Was that fake news? Fake I see. News. I'm looking at Al. He's like, well, that was look like, was that a look
you can
like
start talking
of approval that the song was okay? Rare Earth?
I play what I feel like, yeah. You know.
No, but I will send you the request, and I sent you that Rare Earth, and then you played it, and I appreciate that. Okay. Was that what the look was about?
I have no idea. Now we're talking
and
sublimity.
Then I had a thought of putting Al in a headlight harness. I think you got Peter and Marilyn Pianelli. This is such a great story. They are a couple. They invented headlight harness. You have to make it for, like, old people and children. Can you do that?
We actually have a picture on our website of my daughter running around during a blackout.
So now you're referring to me as old and a child, in addition to being fat. Wow. I mean, the shaming has no end today.
I love you, Al. So I had this the headlight. Hey, guys, how are you, Marilyn?
Good, how are you?
How you guys Peter, doing? Good to see you guys. Thanks nice for coming in. I'm in the headlight harness. I got it for, by the way, thank you, Peter. I got it for Carol, my sister. She put the dog's name on it. We did the whole thing. You made it. And on the leash as well.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And when I'm with Otis in the car, I put the headlight harness on. Then Charlie's in the back seat, and I'm driving this weekend. Dad, and Otis was not with us. The headlight harness light that I leave the headlight harness in the car.
Smart move.
Yeah, right? Keep the harness right in the car. Yeah. So I go, oh, the light is on. And the light's still staying on. So the battery's good on that thing for like forever.
Oh, yeah, the battery lasts you 20, 30 hours before you got to swap the battery out. The light's good for about 10,000 or something like that.
Yeah. And then if you change it, what kind of battery is it?
It's a 9-volt battery. Nice just and easy. Swap. Boom. Literally 10 seconds.
Boom.
Swap it. Unzip it. Swap the battery in and out. Ready to go.
Hey, you guys, you look great. Look at you. Jersey couple. Look great.
Not a green suit.
I love it.
No, I mean you're a big tycoon now. You're a big tycoon like
that. Pretty soon I'm going to do the Zuckerberg T-shirt thing.
Exactly. When you have to
go in the opposite direction.
So tell us about the headlight harness, by the way. You know what's great when you guys come on, because people always say I have an idea, and they say how do I bring it to fruition? You know, and the headlight harness is now. By the way. Headlight harness jumping off the charts.
Yeah
everybody's buying the headlight harness.
Yeah,
everybody
it's getting
wants
out
them.
There.
And then I love the emails. You go, it's like you send the emails in, and then you do an email. So you gave like that. What was the discount I got? I got a great discount on that.
20%.
That was bingo. Yeah. I love that. Thank you for that.
AM970. Anybody listening? So promo code.
If there's a couple out there that wants to work together, or somebody has an idea.
Don't do it.
it's a lot of work. It is. You have to be obsessed with it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Marilyn, tell us the how you started that when you had an idea and then you said, okay, I got this idea and you wanted, the light on the dog, but how do you get it manufactured, for crying out loud, you know? Yeah, walk us through.
We wound up going to, we're trying to get it manufactured in the United States, but right now it's, you know, very expensive to do so. So you have to do it overseas, Taiwan, something like that.
Yeah.
But you got to, the manufacturing's an issue. How you going to keep your inventory rolling around?
Well,
all
how'd
the time.
You make the prototype?
Well, that was the thing. The prototype was just made by hand. I mean, we did a whole bunch. I learned to sew. My father looks at that sewing machine with disdain.
Wait! You had a sewing machine?
Oh yeah, no, I had to
did
go buy
one. Did you do
one.
With the feet? With
yeah,
the feet
yeah,
thing?
I, was I, it? I listen when I put my mind to something. I go out
there.
You
have a sewing machine, so you sew down. What material did you get for it?
Oh, yeah, I went to 3M. I wound up getting the best light I could possibly get, the best LEDs, the best wire. I got the best parts, wound up making a few by hand myself.
What was the material you used?
We used 3M vinyl, highly reflective 3M vinyl with a carbon fiber print on it, so it's reflective.
Look
stuff
at you.
Like that. Yeah, the trim. And then after we make, because you can tell somebody, look, I'd like to make something like this, but unless you have a product in your hand where they can hold it and see it, they're going to produce their vision of your idea. They're going to give you what they think you want made. Whereas when you're making it yourself, you hand it to them and say, look, I need this. Then we went to an engineer looked it over. We had dog trainers come in, check it out to see if we can make any modifications to make it comfortable.
Wow.
And then once we got to the point where this is it, then it was a matter of, okay, manufacture, how do you keep inventory rolling around? How do you advertise the product, get it out there, get it known, things like that.
Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thank you.
You come on the show and you start, and when people, and as Michael's of Brooklyn has done, Harry's.com, national sponsors have come on, we're honored that you've done that. And you picked us, and thank God everybody's buying a headlight harness. You go to headlightharness.com. This is one of my favorite things, you know. Can I ask, though, because I know you well enough now, we know each other.
Uh-uh.
So the relationship, like you're working. Are you yelling at each other? Going?
Yes. Yes,
I told you to put the light here. You put the light there.
Absolutely.
What are you doing?
It's usually...
Because you're together all the time.
Small, a lot
of events now. My sister does help me. I keep being home instead.
Yes, she doesn't want me to go with her. Her and her sister go. They say hello to everybody. Super polite, hanging out, having a great time. She tells me just to come when it gets busy.
But what do you do when you're a couple, and then you end up talking business? You know, you're at a candlelight dinner. You want to get away. You want date night. Date night turns into... reflector tape.
Yeah, it winds up evolving into a business conversation.
Which is okay.
20 minutes. It's okay. We try not to, but it's a funny thing. Like, we'll get home, and then all of a sudden, even at 9:30, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you're getting ready to go to bed, and then all of a sudden, she'll be laying in bed next to me and turn to me and just hit me with, you know, by the way, we have to do this for headlight harness or that
for
headlight harness.
But that's why it's so successful, I think.
You know,
you got to be obsessed with it, right?
You need that mentality. Yeah. It's not something that you can do part-time and expect it to be, you know, it may be successful, but it's not going to grow at the rate you want it to. You can't just cross your fingers, sit back, and, you know, hope that it takes
off
on its own.
Did you go on TV? Were you going to do the what's the show? What's the show on NBC? Shark Tank. Did you go? You don't need it though.
No, not yet. No, they've asked us a few times, but we haven't taken them up on the offer.
I don't know that you need it.
Not yet. No, I know that maybe for the exposure, but not for the deal at this point.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, like you said, you keep it in the car. I mean, we've been winning awards. We've got auto accessories nominated us for, like, you know, must have product to keep in the car for your dog.
If you camp and travel, things like that.
So, like you said, with your help, your guys' help, it's getting out there. People are starting to pick up on it.
And your listeners have been amazing. They call me all the time. I talk to them. They tell me how much they love you. I could talk to them for hours. They honestly always call me or email me. They're amazing.
You have to go to Italy with us. Come on, you guys got to go.
Are you paying?
Peter,
get Peter Green suit.
We'll put it on there.
Yeah, I'll get a green suit. We'll rock out. The bowler hat.
Me and Arthur, unbelievable, right? So to your point, I always say that when we come before the microphone every morning, the audience is different because we're so sick of the noise. We're so sick. It's great that I'm able to talk to you guys. They just step away from the insanity that is the politics, and we'll lay into it hard and heavy as we have to. But oh my gosh, what's going on?
Yeah. That's why dogs and pets, people get happy about that. Let's talk about pets.
Maybe that's why I don't have a relationship. Marilyn, help me out here. Beautiful girl like yourself. Peter, can you get a sister? You can help me out.
No, she's way out of my league. I got one and done. That's it.
You told me that when I first met you, man.
I hit my home run on the first time I retired. That was it.
You got to see my wife. He goes like that. You got to see my wife. It was right. And then I saw you win the business breakfast, and I said, wow, who's that beautiful girl? Peter Pinelli's wife. Just relax. The headlight harness, that's that girl. Okay. I got it. Firewall.
You need to bring Otis out, go to like some of those dating
things. Otis is my relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like my daughter.
All love, though. All love.
Oh, it's the best.
He ever yell at you when you get home?
You know, and they end up talking to the dog. Of course,
they talk back. My dog yells at her now.
I told Mo before I was leaving. I was like, Mo, I'll be back. Don't worry. I love you because I'm usually home with him where he comes to me.
Yeah,
he's looking at me. Why are you dressed this morning? It's too early.
The dog knows.
I said, Mo,
what kind of dog do you have?
A terrier.
Yeah, Terry is nice.
Yeah, he went looking for my daughter
this
morning.
I have to tell you, with the headlight harness, I have Otis is about 100 pounds and more, maybe 112, 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. And big, he's a bear. And that headlight harness fits him, and I love the way you invented it. You made a concerted effort not to make it a choke collar.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Non-choke.
Thank you. Because when you put the dog in the car, and talking to Marilyn and Peter Pianelli, who invented headlight harness, which I love, the way they came up, a New Jersey couple came up with the best product out there. And so I put it on him. I put him in the back seat. I secure the leash. And you hook it on the back of the dog as opposed to around the neck.
Yeah.
Which and the Bernese, you know, they're very stubborn. They'll pull and everything. He doesn't even notice it, man.
Yeah.
And then when we were here, and I told the story in the air, I came. I was bringing flowers to Olivia at her birthday party in New York. I came in with Otis. I stopped at the office to do some business on Saturday. It's dark. It's Wall Street. It's a weekend. Yep. I don't know. I let the dog out. That light, that LED light, was perfect. And the cars immediately slowed down because they don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. They stop blocks away. We even had a customer email us the other day. She lives upstate. She said there's a couple blocks she would not walk down dirt roads just around the neighborhood that at night she would not walk the dog. She sent us pictures, her and the two dogs. The whole street's lit up. They're walking. She's like, I feel safe. People see me. There's no cars anywhere near us. It's
when I get older, I want one. I want one on myself.
I tell you, when we lose power, I put one on.
Great.
Put one on my daughter Ivy, and like we walk around the house. We think we're Iron Women,
How old is Ivy?
She's 4.
Oh, this is great though.
And she's listening right now.
So. Oh, Ivy, hi Ivy. Good morning. Good morning. Do you have a preschool? She's preschool.
She's in preschool. Yeah,
yeah, it's great. And you know what? I have 8-year-old. Gets better and better every year. I went to the father daughter dance.
Oh, I can't wait. My best friend. My best friend.
Right? Isn't it something else like that? More kids? Look at me. Watch out. I'm going to put pressure on them now. More kids?
No. I told you. I do one and done. This one's great. She's the best kid in the world. She doesn't cry. She doesn't complain. Oh, and I know my mom already jinxed me. She says, the next one, you have another one, it's going to be, forget it. It's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
The other one would be a boy like him. So we're not.
Yeah,
we're done.
She told me, you know, the Italian mom, when you have a child, I hope it's just like you.
Yeah. I was thinking about I don't know how mom put up with it. I don't know how she put up with it. Hey, but tell us, so where can we find the headlight harness? Headlightharness.com. Give us the information and then tell us the discount that you get, which is really strong. I didn't expect, and by the way, I was going to call you, man. I was going to call you and go, hey, Peter, can I have the headlight harness, man?
Please.
Can you send the headlight harness? I didn't want to be like this. So I said, let me do this right for my sister, Carol. I go online because I like to see. So when I talk with respect to the audience, so I want to do what the audience is going to do. Boom, boom, I go online. 20%. Boom. That was a big discount. What's the discount?
AM 970.
I knew that. Yeah. So, and important, it was right there. So walk us through how we can order. Just headlightharness.com.
You just literally go right online. You can pick out your size, your color, depending. If you have any questions or concerns, you could always give us a call, and we'll walk you through how to measure your dog if you're not really sure what size you want to get. And then within 2 days, you'll have it. Check it out. It comes with a 7-day money-back guarantee.
Wow.
It's warranted for 60 days if you have any issues with it whatsoever. Usually you don't. Most people have a great... Every once in a while, you might have a size issue if you don't measure and you're just guessing. But otherwise, you know, people love these things.
You pick up the phone yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
Wait a minute. So the phone...
Are you calling me later? You can call me at 1-800-597-0181.
And you pick the phone up?
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, we do it all. I'm telling you.
We'll let you go, guys. But you do it at the house? I'm fascinated.
Yeah, we do it at the house. I get the whole basement set up like a mini sweatshop. It's great.
But this weekend, we will be at the Super Pet Expo. It's in Edison, New Jersey.
Oh, you got to go. This is great.
So if you want to come to our booth. We're booth number 123, and we'll size it out for your dog if you bring your dog. If not, you could bring your measurements of your dog, and I could measure it there on the harness. And if you say that you are a listener of Joe Piscopo and you buy a harness, we're going to give you a free gift.
Whoa, look at that. I think I'll go down just for that. Marilyn and Peter Pianelli, it's a great story. It's a Jersey couple comes up. When I tell you, and I speak to you listening now and watching now, is that I always feel respectful that I have to always make your life better. This is one of the greatest products ever invented. It's so bright. I'm a dog guy, but you guys nailed it, man. You nailed it
100%. It's also for cats.
You're right.
For horses. Mostly dogs.
You working on horses, too?
Yeah, we have one for horses now.
Wait. You have a headlight harness for the horse? Because, you know, I'm in horse country. Out there in Huntington County.
We had somebody call us up. They do They have riding for children at night who can't go out there in the day who have that.
Did you design a big
Huge. It fits the horse. It attaches to the saddle. It lights up. It's super bright. I mean, it's headlight bright. Yeah. It's even brighter than the one on the dog. Yeah, it's great. It lights up the trail.
I don't want to say anything, but QVC guys, too. You know,
That's something we were thinking about actually doing.
Oh, my gosh. It's just very exciting. Thank you. And I tell you, we're honored here at the station that you came to us first.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate it very much.
You guys are the best.
Honestly been so great.
Oh,
guys, such a pleasure. Awesome,
yeah. You guys are the best. God bless you. God bless with Ivy, too.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Five more. May you have five more. Come on, Peter. Come on. We'll do it.
Maybe five more dogs.
Okay. Marilyn, Peter Pianelli. Great. I tell you, great success story. Headlightharness.com. You got to check it out. Or the number, Marilyn, one more time.
It's 1-800-597-0181.
Okay. And then this weekend in Edison?
Edison. And then next month is in Long Island, the Long Island Pet Expo.
Oh, you're ripping it up.
And you'll come meet me and my sister and sometimes Pete.
We love it. The Pianellis, man. Thanks for keeping the Italian name, Pete. I love that.
Thank you. Good.
Marilyn and Pete, God bless you. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Debbie Duhamer's out there. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. What a great idea.
You know,
right?
And they invented it as a couple. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is that the greatest thing, huh? You and I are a good couple. What would we invent? I don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that. New suits, you know, all different colors.
As long as they were like lime green. My new colors, man. Oh, my God. Anything that
I want a teal off the rack.
Teal off the rack. Yeah, we're ready.
No problem.
I did order a teal suit. I really did.
I can't wait to see that one.
Deb,
wow.
I got it for you. With the headlight harness. I'm going to start wearing the headlight harness. Hey, Deb, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Deb's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. We're going to see what's happening on the A train. Delays with signal problems. Also, delays on the D. New Jersey Transit North Jersey Coastline, a 20-minute delay. And Metro North Waterbury Branch, a 15-minute delay with some ongoing mechanical issues. 23 is blocked in Wantage. Repairs from an earlier accident. Over on 78 eastbound, the ramp at exit 58. Getting into Newark, an accident over there. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on 22 westbound in Bridgewater out by 202-206 with an accident as well. Expect some stop-and-go traffic here at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 15 minutes getting into town. Southbound west side in the 90s, it's an accident as well. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume here as you head over to Sunrise Highway. Some earlier problems in Bayshore finally out of the way. And the southbound thruway brake check here heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of almost 60 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow can't believe what's coming from the left.
New York State, the new law signed by Governor Cuomo on Tuesday safeguards rights laid out in Roe versus Wade and other court rulings. Now, here's the issue. There were certain protections in place for a child that is actually born during the abortion process. That happens. Here, infanticide could literally take place outside of the womb. And under New York State law, there's nothing that can be done to stop it.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. And use discount code THEANSWER.
Okay. Give us
I mean, really.
We've lost complete control.
Complete.
I can't wear green. It just makes me punchy.
No, it makes you, well.
How great is that couple? Oh. The Pianellis. Come on. How great are they?
Yeah, they are awesome. Great.
This is a great
I love the fact that they have that headlight harness. for the cat.
Yeah.
Like, I would never let my cats out. You know, but it's to have them running around the house with the no, they never come back.
How about with the dog? With the horse, rather.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because, you know, I'm in horse country out there. You know, there's horses. Like, you go everywhere you go where I am in Hunterdon County, everybody's got a horse running. And with a headlight harness on the horse. Come on, that's great.
Great for awesome. Kids. Great and, for kids.
It's great for me. When I'm older, I want a headlight harness. Where's Joe? What? Where am I?
What?
Look for the headlight harness. Put the headlight harness on, Dad. I'm ready, baby. Come on now. I'm getting there.
Hang on. Hold steady, Dad. Hold on. You got to get it right.
What is this? Rooking. The headlight harness.
Like a bat signal.
Is it 10 o'clock yet?
No.
Almost.
8:24 with Joe on the radio. You know, you hear us talking about Italy. And I just love that we had just peripherally mentioned it. To go to Italy, right? And I, you know, I love you. You know how much I love you. And you're kind enough to be part of this family. Then I go to Steve Perrell. And I got to give Frank Volpe, our guy, our big sales guy, credit. He goes, Joe, why don't you and Steve sit down and come up with a package that go to Italy? It takes a lot. So don't say anything on the air. They would always tell me, don't say anything that you're going to Italy because we have to plan it perfectly first. This was I'm telling you the inside line. So finally I go, all right, so I go to Perillo's, right? Take Allie with me, my daughter, and then we went out. So Steve and Diane and Janice and everybody at Perillo's. And they come up with such a great, so quickly they came up with the ultimate of Italy trip. Boom! Steve did it like that. And I'm going, wow, we could do it now? And then I get the boss, the Frank Volpe, goes, yeah, okay, now announce it. Now we announce it. Now, it's selling like hotcakes. We want you to go to Italy with us. 888 Perillo. Because I'm telling, let me tell you, it's an 11-day trip. 11-day trip. And listen, 11 nights accommodations, intimate group size, 5 dinners, 3 lunches, all included, wine tasting, and a vineyard tour. All right? I'm going to perform just for you exclusively. I don't know how else to show my appreciation to you, you know? I mean, the ex has all my money. Otherwise, I would just give you the money. But let me do a performance for you. I'll do a performance in Rome, and I'm bringing Steve with me. It's like we always say, the Martin and Lewis of Italy, Perillo Episcopo, and we're going to Rome, and we're going to Sorrento, and we're going to Capri. In Florence, Pompeii. I have not seen Pompeii. I'm embarrassed to tell you I've not seen Pompeii. I'm going to see Pompeii in October when we go. And I'm going to Avellino. We're going to go to Provincia di Avellino. This is an opportunity to get us to know each other a little bit better as opposed to behind the microphone. We'll be right there, right? Front and center. 888 Perillo. Perillo. This is the trip of a lifetime. Now, ask for the new Perillo brochure, please. Be one of the first 10 callers today. Receive a bottle of Botticelli. Premium Italian extra virgin olive oil. One per household, please. Botticelli is the art of Italian flavor. Now, you could call your travel agent, but you know what I would do? I'd start right here, please. Love to see you. Go to PerilloTours.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 8:27. Let me go to Al in Brooklyn. I see the calls have been waiting. Thank you for being so patient and holding on the phone. Al, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. I just wanted to say yesterday I didn't have time, but can the President, Attorney General, and also Supreme Court stop these governors and mayors from killing children within the law?
Ooh, I mean, good
people
point.
People kill children every day, and they put them in jail for capital murder. Why can't they stop governors and mayors from doing it?
Great point. Great point. I wish I had an answer. I should have asked Arthur when he was here. That's a great point, because it is indeed murder. Once the baby is born, and by the way, just not to get political, but with the baby, what happened in Virginia, and for the governor of Virginia to say, it's okay, we'll make the baby comfortable. I was so offended by that. You know what? It was sickening. It was sickening. And you think, and again, I talk to you organically and honestly like I always do. What goes around comes around. And if you're going to be that vicious and use that kind of vernacular and say, you're going to make the baby comfortable and we'll be able to kill it, you're going to take the time. You cannot go through the rest of your life without getting whacked. I'm telling you. What goes around comes around. Look what's happening to the governor now. That guy's got days he's going to be in office if he's lucky. So to your point, is it murder? I would say it's murder. Does the Justice Department do something about it? You know what? I don't know when Bill Barr gets in on a federal level. I don't know that he can, if he can. But Al, I'm telling you, it's something to think about. Let me go to Matthew real quick, if I can, guys. Matthew, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
Joe, thank you for your good heart and common sense. Mr. Cuomo and his fellow Democrats need to be told that when a baby is born and they decide to kill that innocent baby, that is called murder, Joe. It's called murder.
I know. You're right. Matthew, you're right. I can't argue with you. We're talking about the abortion law that went through in New Jersey. You heard Kieran Lawler talk about it, how upset he was against it. And in New York, I'm sorry. And, well, believe me, what happens in New York is going to happen in New Jersey. They're all in this together. It's starting in New York. Virginia had the common sense to shoot it down. Will it come to New Jersey? You know what I want to tell you too, Frank, is what somebody said to me, and it was so nice. I had a picture of me and Charlie at the father-daughter dance. You're a good man, Joe Piscopo, despite your politics. They said that. So, and I like that because it was like they disagreed with me politically. So nice. Then I said, okay, that was so nice, and thank you for that on Facebook. I said, despite your politics. So I go, okay, but what are my politics? Taxes are too high. I don't want to kill babies. I mean, I don't know why sanctuary states are there. I would like legal, like my grandparents came into the country legally. Are my politics that askew? What do you mean? What's wrong with common sense politics? I think the Republicans on the right are nuts. I think the Democrats on the left are nuts. I think they're all nuts.
It's like saying, you know, nice guy, broke a few laws, didn't murder anybody. I mean, really? What difference does it make what political side of the spectrum you're on?
I appreciate
a good person is a good person, whether they're Democrat or Republican or independent.
I appreciate that she was civil. That's all I ask. If you disagree with me, I'm thinking, what is my politics that's so offensive?
But
low
but,
taxes and don't kill babies.
But this
is part of that wrong?
I think people should have whatever, be entitled to whatever political view they want.
But this is part of the problem in our country.
Well,
if you're not on one side or the other, you're apparently evil.
Yeah, but not
the Democrats think that no Republican can be a good person because they side with so-and-so.
That's
nonsense.
So
look at what Peter King does.
Yeah.
He could sit there and go, you know what? I'm not going to do anything. He's a guy who's willing to reach across the aisle to work with people to get things done. All the Democrats want to do is obscure and delay and deflect instead of getting to the heart of the matter with what the American people want. It's why they've been voted in.
I'm giving Al the twirly finger. You know what, Al? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And if you're going to go up against the Donald Trump administration, give us an alternative. Give us an initiative.
I want to
tell you one thing first. This too, I have to say, blonde something.
Oh,
No. That was just her handle on Twitter. She was right. She goes, Joe, I'm all Italian, and never and will never watch the Godfather movies. Don't want to see us portrayed in a negative way. That's just me.
Right.
You know what? Fair enough. And she's not wrong. She's not wrong, but because we're just like ensconced with the Godfather. I just think it's all Italians that are actors. All Italians wrote it. Italians directed it. So, and I'm saying, and it was kind of, most of it was fictitious, but there was a tough time when the Italians were in the mob like that. But I have to say this caveat, and to you on Twitter, I say 99.9% of Italian Americans are good, hardworking architects. Like they're electricians, they're artists. They are like entertainers, doctors, lawyers, Wall Street giants. So we understand it. But the point is well taken. Joe Piscopo in the morning, 8:32. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. You know what's going to come up? Ruben Diaz is coming in.
Yeah, he's
you got everybody in here, Frankie
right
Five
so
Boroughs.
We,
look at you. Look at you.
Down, and then we'll talk with
you,
Ruben Diaz Jr.
You. And then Mike Gallagher's coming in,
absolutely,
too. Oh, forget about it. Forget about it.
I will.
Right now, Big Al Gattulo is here. We're going to twirl the fingers. He's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. You can twirl the finger if you want. I know you were. I know. It's right there. Look at you. Look. Like a five-year-old.
Really?
Like a five-year-old. I love it. Can I talk?
Trilly finger.
Governor Murphy says the state of New Jersey has made history now that he signed the $15 an hour minimum wage bill into law. The measure, passed by state lawmakers, I can't get past that in my right eye, last week, calls for the minimum wage to go from $8.85 an hour to $10 an hour in July. I'm going to snap that finger. It will then rise to $11 an hour on January 1st, then gradually increase to $15 an hour by 2024. Murphy signed the bill yesterday in Elizabeth and thanked the state Senate, state assembly, and all the community leaders he says showed an unwavering commitment toward making a minimum wage raise a reality. Officials are identifying the skeletal remains found yesterday off the Southern State Parkway in Valley Stream near eastbound exit 15. State police say the remains belong to Franklin Square man Stephen Roque, who was reported missing about 6 months ago. Troopers are speculating his body had been there for some time and that his death was of natural causes. In sports, Nets lost 113-94 to the Bucks. The Rangers, they gave up the tying goal with a minute to go, lost 25 seconds into overtime as the Kings rallied for a 4-3 win at the Garden. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thank you, Marty. Going over to the island, Vets Highway westbound right in Wisconsin Highway. It's an accident being cleared. We're still seeing some delays this morning on the Uptown D train with signal problems. Also getting reports of delays on the Downtown D and N. New Jersey Transit North at Jersey Coastline, a 20-minute delay. And Metro North Waterbury Branch, a 15-minute delay. Traffic is building for you as you head over to 23. It's still closed in Wantage with a truck accident. Inbound GWB moving okay now. Lincoln 25. Holland, that's about 20 minutes getting into town. 78 East, exit 48 in Springfield. A collision, 80 West heavy through Patterson. Deegan northbound at Fordham Road, that's an accident. And seeing delays on the westbound Bruckner at the Hunts Point drawbridge with an accident being cleared. Stalled car southbound side of the west side into the 90s. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
AM 970 The Answer is giving away four tickets for the St. John's men's basketball game versus Butler on Tuesday, February 12th. Take in the energy of Red Storm Hoops as they look to secure their spot in the Big East tournament and beyond. Tip-off is 8:30 p.m. and before the game will be the Walter Berry bobblehead giveaway. You can enter at am970theanswer.com from January 23rd till February 6th. Entrance must be 18 years or older. For complete list of rules, go to am970theanswer.com. Winner will be announced on Kevin McCullough Radio on February 6th.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for the silent threats of today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock detects threats to your identity and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Planning for the future is important. Chef of the future. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? You know, the time to plan is now. If you need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or estate plan, and you need all those, the goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always to the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you, like me, plan their estates, protect their families for over 30 years. You could visit them for a no-obligation free consultation. I call Lisa over there. I told you, and I have so many questions. You don't know what the government's going to take, what other families could take, and then what if you're in a divorce and then they meet somebody else? Who you have to protect yourself. I'm telling you, I never thought about it. I think about it now, and Mike Connors is the best at this. And it was great. When you call over there, there's a comfort level when you call Connors and Sullivan, because they know exactly what you need and how to walk you through it. Let me give you the number, if I may, to Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule, again, a free consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, 718-238-6500. Or visit their website, please, Connors and Sullivan. com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Can I grab a quick phone call, guys? We're good, we're good, we're good. And Mike Gallagher's coming in. Ruben Diaz is coming in. Eric Casabori, founder and CEO of Retro Fitness. Al, so this is going to be great, and we're going to come in and we're going to talk about how this man started the gyms, owns all the retros. Hey, let me go to Claire. She's been holding for a while. Claire, sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, hi, Joe. First of all, I love your show, and I wish I could go on the trip with you to Italy. I'm sad.
Well,
it sounds so fun. And tours are the best.
We might be able to work it out, Claire.
I know. But the best thing about going on tours, I'm just, this is not my call, but is that you're in good hands. You don't have to scramble around and
right.
figure everything out.
Exactly.
You're going with professionals. And also, and I was just in Italy. And when you're with an insider, you get a totally different experience.
Yeah, exactly right. Are you Italian, Claire?
No, I wish I was. I'm Irish.
But
I wish I was Italian.
Italians and Irish, it's a great mix, Claire. Just saying.
Best mix. That's what everyone always says. Yeah. But I'm from New Jersey, so everyone's half Irish.
Oh, Jersey girl. Irish, come on. You're going to have to go on this trip. Claire, what is on your mind? You sound so sweet. I got to tell you. We don't have to talk about anything. We can just chat randomly if you'd like, because you sound like such a lovely gal.
We still don't know who you're taking as your guest.
Thank you. I could talk to you all day.
Well,
tell us all the time. I feel like you're in my kitchen every morning.
Well, I am, and what? You're in our studio every morning, so we appreciate it very much. Hey, Claire, so what was on your mind?
I know, a heavy topic. I'm calling about the abortion, the new bills in New York. It should be based on our.
Hey, Claire.
Claire,
call back. I can't. Call back.
Either her call waiting, please. Disable your call waiting, do something, please.
Hey, excuse me. Claire sounds like Jersey girl, Irish girl. Huh?
How many people are you inviting on this trip?
I don't know.
Pretty soon you're going to have to take a loan out.
Put her in the
just to get all these people on the trip.
The Piscopo sweepstakes.
I mean,
right?
Wait, tell them what you were thinking.
Right, so no. You had one guest pass.
This was off the air. This was off the air. Steve Pearl is going to kill
Joe
me on this
one. One guest pass to Italy. Right. One, right? So one. There's a lot of people that want to go.
Yeah.
So I suggested do a contest to be Joe's day to
What
Italy.
Was my response to
So
that?
You got Jeannie Zeno, Carol Alt, Frank Volpe.
Whoa, time out. Hold on.
And Claire.
Do you think that Carol Alt's going to want to be involved in a contest to go on a trip?
Well, then that'll count against her in the contest, right?
Obviously.
And then the listeners can vote.
So wait a minute. No, walk me through. So you mean
it's like America, like The Apprentice?
Oh yeah. So yeah. But there's like
each
a,
week one
should
of them
we do
can
a lottery on
no,
who goes?
No. Each week one of them can get eliminated. We'll start with the five of us.
What is this? What is this? Like The Bachelor?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah. People love that stuff.
What am I doing? The you gonna hand the rose?
Right. Exactly.
I mean,
you can
Frank.
The,
you made it into the next round. Here you go. Here's the rose.
Frank Volpe.
No, he's a friend. Him. He's involved too.
A fedora can win.
Yeah,
or we can maybe give a special trip to somebody. We can make that. Well, listen,
and
we'll work
lose,
on it.
You get a
but again,
of
you keep promising all these people special trip. We're gonna be, you know. Oh, the Powerball, the Mega Millions is tonight.
You
maybe
can't tell
play.
Me that Claire's not a natural to go on this trip.
I didn't say she wasn't. I'm just saying
we
she needs a better phone. Or
say what?
We never found out how old she
I'm
was.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you know, it doesn't matter. What age matters?
Claire needs to disable her call waiting. What?
Oh, no. When you do those facial expressions, you forget that we do the live video stream on Tuesdays.
I am age appropriate now. Age appropriate.
You've been fat shaming me all day, and then you're doing this with the age appropriate. Stop it, please.
Fat shaming you.
Geppetto, I need the wood thing. Come on.
Age appropriate.
Pinocchio over here.
What? I'm age appropriate. And what's fat shaming? I never said fat shaming. That's
all
you.
Day. Oh, the guy from Retro Fitness is coming in.
Al. You said
looks
that.
Looks right you at me. That. But he keeps going. Guy from Retro Fitness is coming in. He's got a great story. Al. I mean, am I wrong? No. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not.
You're not wrong.
I mean,
it's Gavone over here. He goes, you know.
All right. You know, I've been skirting the news all day. In case you haven't noticed.
Get in trouble skirting the news.
No, it's because they don't. But
you
we have to
talk about MS-13 shooting people. We can absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I wonder where that guy came from across the border,
you
perhaps,
think?
Across the border like that, huh? Perhaps. All right, we'll get into that, and we'll get into everything else, and then Ruben Diaz, the borough president of the Bronx, is going to join us momentarily, and Mike Gallagher as well.
That's right.
And Eric Casaburi is going to be here with us. He is the owner of Retro Fitness.
Al.
Yes, I'm fat. I know I'm fat. Thank you. I'm not big boned either. I'm fat.
Debbie, help. Debbie's on the road. 844. Oh, please.
Joe, I just want to see who you give the rose to, Frank Volpe or Frank Morano. This is going to be really good.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Frank.
Hopefully Claire will win. Hopefully
me and Frank, me and Morano in Murano off of Venice. That would be romantic, huh? That would be great. Hey, Debbie's on the rose at AM 970. The answer. Oh, help us out here, Deb. Hey.
Guys, we're going to go to 95 southbound, exit 43, getting down through West Haven in Connecticut. It's an accident blocking two lanes there. And traffic is still moving pretty slowly this morning as you head to the Garden State Parkway south of 159. An accident getting down toward Paramus. Stop and go on 78 East, exit 20, with an accident as well. And we're still seeing some slowdowns as well on 78 East, out by exit 48 into Springfield with another accident. Eastbound Bruckner at the Hunts Point Drawbridge, that's a collision. Deegan south at Fordham Road, accident there. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended today. Metered parking rules remain in effect. And watch for about a 15 to 20-minute delay over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel getting into town. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the LIE westbound at Nichols Road here on the island getting out toward Holtzville. That's an accident. Two lanes remain blocked. And Sunrise Highway, some stop-and-go traffic out through Bayshore with an accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You own a local business, and your national competition is eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at www.textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a mute button on your cell and one on your TV remote. Don't you wish there was one on your partner's snoring too? Thankfully, now there is. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that increases airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. You'll get more air through your nose, so you'll breathe less through your mouth, which is often the cause of snoring. And thanks to Mute, less snoring means more sleep for me.
Hit the Mute button on your partner's snoring. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To get a valuable coupon, text the word MUTE to 246810. Text MUTE to 246810. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. You got 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You got to check out Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. At 5 minutes, yeah, look at me. I'll give you an 855. I'm so, like, generous. I could do this because I love you. Look, Alex Kinsella is the general manager. He wants you to experience the new smart way to service. We want you to experience the new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. And now, all European models are excluded, but if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes plus, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. You can talk to Alex and get that 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. No pressure, no back and forth, no dealing with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is there, and Chester is there, Carmelo, Wendy, Shoya, Johnny, and Chris. You know, this is a great family. It's a family. And the way they treated Frankie Five Burrows or Mike Gallagher or my sister Carol or myself, they will treat you like family at Route 22 Toyota. Now is the chance. This is the morning. You get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, located right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Oh, man, what a morning. Jersey Joe on the radio. Claire, call back. That was a bad connection. She was so sweet. Claire, thank you for listening. I'm in your kitchen, girl. You can call back anytime. I apologize. It was cutting out. Was that on her ARC phone?
No. She's got to disable her call waiting. She's probably using a landline. Somebody's probably trying to call in.
And is that what
every
happened?
Every time somebody calling in,
yeah,
that you get that
answered
pause.
All these things, huh?
Yeah, you didn't want to let Claire go, I noticed.
Joe was trying to have a conversation with her, and I didn't want to end the call abruptly, but the call waiting kept going, because whoever it was.
She wasn't Cthulhu'd. She was just, we just kind of softly brought her down and invited her to call back again. She was owled. We're going to have...
I need a drink.
Mike Gallagher's coming in momentarily. Ruben Diaz will join us momentarily. And we have... I went and I got a retro fitness with my friend Stacy. Says, hey, Joe, you want to try to get a gym? And I'm going like, what, a gym? Because I'm a gym guy. She goes, there's a retro fitness. Al's showing me. No, you look great. You look svelte. You look svelte.
I'm very fat.
So in Flemington, New Jersey, we got Retro Fitness Flemington, New Jersey. Technically, it's the town of Ringo's down Route 31. It's great. So now we're bringing in, I'm proud to tell you, we're bringing in Eric Casaburi is the founder and CEO of Retro Fitness in the next hour. So excited. Also, Manny Alejandro is the only Donald Trump supporter running for the New York City public advocate. How many people are running for public advocate?
I believe we're at 17, but one of them tried to get their name off the ballot. She's no longer running. Assemblymember Latrice Walker. But the Board of Elections said, no, sorry, your name's on the ballot, whether you want to run or not.
Anybody else want to jump in?
So there's 17. It's out. There'll be 17 candidates on the ballot, 16 of whom want the job. So you have there's two Republicans running. We spoke to one the other day, Eric Ulrich, and then Manny Alejandro, who's going to be here today.
Eric was actually great on the air.
So one of the leading candidates, for this job is Melissa Mark Favorito. If she wins this, forget about it. If she is a heartbeat away from the mayoralty, Maduro is going to come to her and ask for notes on what to do in Venezuela. Okay, it's over.
You know, President Trump, this is the big news, set to deliver the annual State of the Union address tonight. The big speech to Congress and the nation will happen in the U.S. chamber at 9 o'clock. We're in bed, Frankie. 9 o'clock.
West Coast.
I have an event tonight that ends at 9. I'm hoping that I can make it back for the speech.
I wonder if he asks the speaker, Nancy Pelosi, to sit in front of him so she's not behind him making faces. Yeah. Could you see that?
Hey, look who showed up. Yeah. Mike Gallagher. Hello, Mike. How are you, buddy?
My Dallas buddy was a little verbose this morning. Sorry about that.
Who's that? Mark Davis?
I do Mark. Yeah, but I say, listen, I got him. Joe Piscopo's waiting. You don't keep Joe Piscopo waiting.
Hey,
good today, Mr.
Green.
Hey, this
green.
Is a St. Patty's Day outfit.
It's like I got the green. I got it for father-daughter dance because Charlie had a green dress.
Nice.
So I wore it. Look, sugar my shoes.
Nobody pulls off a green suit like you do.
I want to go. Now, next one. We're going to go. We're talking about Indochino. New sponsors.
Yes.
Custom-made suits. Very low priced. Nice. Beautiful. Teal.
Nice.
Ooh, come
Indochino.
On.
Indochino. Why don't I? I never get in on that action.
Come on. You're gonna,
I need a nice suit. Can I use your name? Can I name drop?
Yeah, yeah.
Can
I go in and just use the promo code, The Answer.
Promo code, The Answer. And then I'll never say Mike G for MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Hey, happy Tuesday. Happy State of the Union Day.
Dr. Carson on the show the other day.
I heard him.
And I talked about Mike Lindell.
Yep.
And so they have such a good friendship and
they
such
do.
A nice friendship. And so, you know what? I felt good. Like, here, everything, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, everything's okay. Everything, like, the president's doing okay. He's like, and you see Dr. Carson, what is he doing? He comes to New York to help what? NYCHA?
Right.
Where's Mayor de Blasio? Where's Governor Cuomo on this? Mike Lindell, you know, is helping out the inner cities all across the United States. And the president's going to talk about it at the State of the Union tonight, and Nancy Pelosi's going to do what?
First of all, things are better than okay. I mean, they are better than okay. Look at the jobs numbers. Look at the promises.
Yep.
Now, he's got a lot of landmines all around him. This big leak of his downtime, his schedule, what they call it, executive time.
They released my schedule today, too.
Yeah, what'd yours look like?
It was boring. It was boring.
Me
like,
too.
A lot of, like Frank said, a lot of host time.
Yeah, I have a lot of host time.
But Mike is referring, we didn't talk about it because I hate to even go there. But somebody leaked out the presidential. Now, that's not fake news. That was real. They really
leaked
it. It was
real because, in fact, the lady who keeps his schedule, I forget her name,
but she tweeted out
what a despicable breach
Disgraceful,
this is.
Yeah.
But see, it's a reminder, Joe, that he is surrounded by enemies, dare I say, the deep state. He's got people within the walls of the White House who are trying to throw him under the bus. You know, I was watching a little bit of Mark McKinnon. He was talking last night to Jonathan Allen from Axios, and they were talking about what this means. And what it means is they're kind of one up at each other behind the scenes. There's a lot of palace intrigue, and President Trump knows he's up against it. He's got these folks not only that are supposed to be on his team, but of course the other side as well. So this is a fighter like the likes of which we've never seen. I am so excited about tonight's State of the Union. I think we're going to get great insight on border funding. I believe he's going to announce 10 days from now.
Yep.
I'm going to do it with or without Congress.
Yep.
If they're not there, if Pelosi doesn't budge, here comes the executive order.
He has no choice but to do that.
It's all he can
and
do.
And also, walk me through this, Mike, because you know I'm politically. So they to start a lawsuit against the president. But at least he did what he promised that he would do.
He's fulfilling his promise.
Boom.
And listen, it goes through the courts. It winds up at the Supreme Court.
Just saying.
Maybe sooner rather than later. Also, another quick note we're going to cover today at 10 o'clock. This I had a friend who was on the subway where this guy was shot and killed
Sunday afternoon
in Queens,
thank you
12:30 in the afternoon. I had a buddy
You're
on
right.
the he
yeah.
watched the whole thing. I've got a picture if you want to see a gory picture of the guy laying there having been shot right in the forehead. I can show you the picture on the phone.
MS-13 gang violence.
It was
Sunday
MS
afternoon, New York.
At Queens, the number 7 train.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's MSN. The police are saying MS-13
gang violence.
They got
the guy, yeah.
But this is what we mean about a national emergency.
No.
This is national security, guys. This is what border security is about. This is what the president is fighting for.
Yep.
And it's here, Joe. It's not something off in Arizona or off in Texas. These MS-13 gang members are terrifying. They're evil. They're violent.
Long Island.
They're Long Island. Queens, they're doing it on. That was a busy subway platform.
Yeah.
There are people everywhere. There are people taking videos of it. It was in the New York Post. We're going to play it today because it's here, and people have to be aware of it. So we're going to tackle that as well. And how about Ben Shapiro being banned from a Christian college in Phoenix?
Is that what that was about?
Grand Canyon University. We're going to talk today to a couple of people who know a little thing or two about that. Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens are both joining me as part of my broadcast with Tom Sadeka, our buddy from Chicago. He's here from Precision Payroll.
Cool.
He sponsored today's broadcast as a big donation for one of our charitable campaigns. So Tom's going to be sort of a quasi-guest.
Mike, you don't stop, brother.
Busy day.
Always
I'm going
good
to Orlando this weekend.
You're going now?
Got a speech there Saturday for our affiliate down there. So
little Disney while you're
But now that it's getting 60 here, I don't want to go.
I
want to stay put.
I know. Mike, we love you, man.
I love you, too. Have a great Tuesday.
Thanks
Happy State of the Union Day. You're looking great.
The great Mike Gallagher right there, 10:05, must-listen radio. Joe Lumberg is out there at 8:57 right now. Hey, Joey, how we doing today? Not so bad. You're saying up to 60 maybe? Come on now.
Yeah, who needs to go to Florida? It's going to be 60 here today, right?
That's what Mike was just saying. Is that wild, though? Really, give us the breakdown, if you would.
partly sunny today, about 60. That's the warmest of the bunch, although Friday will give it a run for its money. Tonight's a little colder, 34 in the city. Then tomorrow, clouds increased, 42. We get some rain late tomorrow and tomorrow night.
Okay.
Then kind of damp and drizzly Thursday, 47. Mild Friday ahead of a cold front. We could get close to 60 with some rain, but then after that, it's much colder for the weekend. Temperatures generally in the 30s Saturday and Sunday.
All right, Joey. Well done, man. Appreciate it, Joe Lundberg. Thank you so much. It's 8:57, a couple of minutes away from 9 o'clock. You know, the Bronx Borough President, good guy, Ruben Diaz Jr. is going to join us live in the studio. Also, Eric Casabori is the founder and CEO of Retro Fitness. I told you we purchased, we're partners now. We're in Retro Fitness down in Flemington, New Jersey, and I'm loving every minute of it. I want to say, how do you start a gym? And Eric is the CEO of Retro all around the country. And Manny Alejandro, the only Donald Trump supporter running for the New York City public advocate. Man, how will that be played out in the city of New York? It's Piscopo. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Oh, my goodness gracious. Big Al is here. He's got the news upcoming. Then we're going to go to the national news, and then we'll be back with Ruben Diaz Jr. It is a crazy morning. I love you for listening. Thank you for listening. 877-970-2999. You can call anytime. Hey, let's go to Italy. I'm just saying. Joe Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world. Coming right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.